Has this ever happened to you? You completed orthodontic treatment on an adult female about a year ago. Her treatment was uneventful and the end result was nearly perfect. She has a beautiful class 1 occlusion with good functional excursions, and she was very happy with the result. In fact, you're seeing her today for a retainer check appointment. When you look in her mouth at the occlusion, everything looks great. So you ask the patient how everything's been going. And then she tells you her story. She was in an automobile accident about 6 months ago. Ever since that time, she's had popping of her right TMJ. When you ask her to open and close, you note the joint sounds on the right side. You're suspicious of an anteriorly displaced disc. So you ask her if it causes her any problems. And she says, yes. She has limited opening and moderate pain on the right side. Her occlusion is perfect. So what would you recommend for her? Is there any way of repairing the anteriorly displaced disc? Is repositioning surgery a possibility? Would it be predictable? Would it be long-lasting? As orthodontists, we run across patients like this from time to time. How do you advise them regarding the potential for disc repositioning surgery? I found an article published in the February 2010 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery that could help you provide your patients with some answers to these important questions. The title of the article is 20-Year Follow-Up of Disc Repositioning Surgery for Temporomandibular Joint Internal Derangement. This study was co-authored by Shelley Abramowitz and Frank Dulwick from the University of Florida in Gainesville. The purpose of this study was to report the 20-year outcome of temporomandibular joint disc repositioning surgery as a treatment for TMJ internal derangement. Frank Dulwick is chair of the Department of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery at the University of Florida. For a 6-year period from 1984 to 1990, he and his colleagues completed disc repositioning surgery on over 150 adults. In fact, they reported their success rates in the early 90s at about 70 to 80%. But this was only short term. What had happened to these patients long term? That was the purpose of this article. As many patients as possible were sought out to determine the outcome after 20 years. After an exhaustive search for these patients, the authors successfully found 20 patients who had a total of 40 TMJs that had been operated. Now remember, this was an operation that was surgically to reposition the disc back into its proper relationship. Although it was impossible to re-examine these patients, they were sent a questionnaire to determine if they had any pain and how the surgery had worked out for them over the long term. Let me explain what these researchers found. First of all, although only about 12% of the patients had been located, and since the discs were operated on both sides, the authors did have 40 joints on which to report. Let's look at joint pain. On average, these individuals had preoperative TMJ pain of 9 on a range of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst. 20 years later, the average joint pain was a little over 1 on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst. So there was a significant reduction in TMJ pain in this group 20 years later. How about their overall quality of life? Nearly 95% of the respondents reported an improvement in over all quality of life, which included improvement in their ability to eat foods, a reduction in pain, and an improvement in their previous functional limitations. Only one patient reported that her quality of life was unchanged. So in conclusion, it seems that the vast majority of these individuals who had had disc repositioning surgery have a much better quality of life, a reduced pain level, and improvement in their TMJ function 20 years after the surgical procedure had been performed. Now, the authors do state that this type of surgery is probably a last resort surgery. In other words, if a patient can live with the disc displacement and has no pain or limited opening, then that's probably the advisable course of treatment. Do nothing. But for those patients who do have severe pain and do have limited mouth opening and function, then perhaps disc repositioning surgery is a reasonable option over the long term. If you'd like to review this study that evaluates the long-term benefits of disc repositioning surgery of the TMJ, you can find it in the February 2010 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery.